welcome. I'm Diane Lake, your host, and I'm excited to introduce Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. In this podcast, I'll be bringing you a unique combination of prophetic insight, practical teaching, impartation, and activation. The prophetic is so important because it prepares the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. In Matthew 3:3, we read that it was John the Baptist who came in the same spirit as that great prophet Elijah and was a voice crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Just as John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord's first coming, a company of prophets has been raised up to prepare the way for Christ's second coming. In the manner that one prophet, John the Baptist, prepared the way for Jesus to come and usher in the church age, this company of prophets will prepare the way for Jesus to come and usher in the kingdom age. 1 Corinthians 14:31 tells us that the prophetic is for everyone. So when we engage in the prophetic, we prepare His way. You know, I spent so many years believing that God could only speak through His written word, the Bible, and in no other way. The Bible, of course, is our one true compass and unchanging standard. But when I discovered that God still speaks prophetically to His people today, it radically and literally changed my life. Something I've discovered about the prophetic is that it's just not that complicated. So I'll teach you various principles concerning the prophetic. For example, the first principle is, you have to ask. This podcast will teach you how to understand and apply the prophetic. I'll use practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that'll make it relevant to your everyday life. Let me give you a quick example of the type of thing I might be sharing about each week. I was surprised when the Lord recently directed me to the story of Tamar. The story of Tamar is found in 2 Samuel 13, and it's a story of a family shattered by the sexual trauma of incest and rape. It's a sad story, a heartbreaking story. And when I asked the Lord why He directed me there, I felt He showed me it's relevant right now because He's about to begin moving to heal individuals and families that have been shattered by sexual molestation and rape. Things that I know have affected a large number of families. Now, if you're one of these individuals whose family's been affected and traumatized by this, you'll want to know that God is moving to heal in this area so that you can apprehend it personally for yourself and for your family. There's a fascinating verse in Proverbs 29:18 that says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law." One time I felt led to look into the root meaning of the Hebrew words in that verse. The word revelation could be translated prophetic vision. The word restraint in the phrase cast off restraint could be translated as undisciplined, meaning undisciplined as in the manner as to let something slip through the fingers by ignoring an opportunity. So that's what's important to catch right there. Essentially, the prophetic allows you to know and apprehend what God is saying and doing in the earth at a given time. Like, for example, bringing healing to those who have suffered sexual abuse within families, so that you don't let an opportunity to participate in what God is doing slip through your fingers. That's why I get excited about this. And I'll also bring you revelation about what God is saying and doing in the earth concerning revival and awakening, reformation, and within the seven mountains of culture. Again, so that you can participate and not let any God-ordained opportunities slip through your fingers. So I hope you're excited too. Be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and be watching for our first episode coming February 1st.